Okay, running.
All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI23-012 regarding Michael Nelson. The time is now 9:02 a.m. on February 22nd, 2023. My name is Caitlin Crawford, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. I will start, and then we will go with those who are in the room, and then we'll move to those who are appearing virtually. So like I said, my name is Caitlin Crawford, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case.
Daniel Carthel, assisting investigator.
Odin Laura, enforcement manager.
Judith Stapley, executive director.
Clark Booth, EAC member.
All right, can we go to the EAC members appearing virtually?
This is John Elson. I've been an EAC member for about 5 years and a licensed inspector in the state of Arizona since 2005.
Thank you, Mr. Elson.
This is Edward Padilla, home inspector, EAC member.
Thank you, Mr. Padilla. Board counsel, Ms. Ray?
Danny Ray, Attorney General.
Thank you. Mr. Bossio?
Hi, this is Sal. I guess I'm the one that's making the claim, the homeowner.
Okay, the alleger, thank you. And then Mr. Nelson.
Mike Nelson, owner of Inspections Over Coffee. I'm a franchise.
Okay, thank you. All right, a few reminders. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important, so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through complaint on October 17, 2022, related to a home inspection in Tempe, Arizona, on or about August 14, 2022. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Mr. Booth.
Yes.
Mr. Elson?
Yes.
Mr. Padilla?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger and then the respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Since we have both parties here virtually, you will be called when it is your time for the interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. Can I please have a motion?
This is Edward Pichette. I motion that we, open up with case number HI23-012.
Okay, so you're motioning that we enter into executive session?
Yes.
Okay, can I please have a second?
This is Clark Booth. I second the motion.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Booth. All right, the motion, I'm sorry, let's do a vote individually. Mr. Booth, yes or no?
Yes.
Mr. Elson?
Yes.
Mr. Padilla?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes. We have entered into executive session.